From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The first tropical storm of the Atlantic season is moving in the western Caribbean, but forecaster Todd Kimberlin says the National Hurricane Center is hedging on whether it will pass over the massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico.
We do think that there's a good chance that it's going to go on and strengthen and become Tropical Storm Alex. We say that because the environment is favorable for it to do so. Warm ocean temperatures and the winds in the upper atmosphere are fairly light. Those are two conditions that are favorable for further development.
The depression has winds of about 35 miles per hour and could be in the Gulf by Monday. The Obama administration is pledging more than $1 billion to improve the health of mothers and children in poor countries. NPR Scott Horsley reports the move answers a challenge from the Prime Minister of Canada.
Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper announced his Muskoka initiative on the opening day of an international summit meeting here in Canada. Muskoka, in northern Ontario, is the setting for a summit of the wealthy G8 countries, which is largely focused on development. Bigger questions about the global economy are being held for the broader G20 meeting, which immediately follows in Toronto. Tensions have developed within the G20 between leaders like President Obama, who say continued government spending is needed to sustain the global recovery, and those who want more austerity to address rising budget deficits. The White House insists the goals are not mutually exclusive, but says deficit reduction should wait until the medium or longer term. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Huntsville, Ontario.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney is in a Washington, D.C. hospital tonight. His spokesman, Peter Long, says the 69-year-old Cheney was admitted on the advice of his doctors after experiencing discomfort and is expected to remain there over the weekend. As NPR's David Shaper reports, the former vice president has a history of heart trouble.
A statement issued by his office says Cheney went to see his doctors Friday after not feeling well, and on the advice of his physicians, he was admitted to the hospital for further testing. He is expected to remain in the hospital over the weekend. It wasn't immediately clear if this latest illness is related to Cheney's previous heart problems. The former vice president suffered a fifth heart attack in February of this year. Doctors said at the time it was mild and that as part of his treatment, Cheney underwent a stress test and a heart catheterization. The longtime Republican Party leader also suffered heart attacks in 1978, 1984, 1988, and 2000. In 2001, Cheney had a heart defibrillator implanted to monitor his heart and shock it back into a normal rhythm if abnormal beating occurred. David Shaper, NPR News.
U.S. stocks closed mixed after Congress finalized a bill on overhauling regulations for financial institutions. The Dow lost nearly 9 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index gained 6. The S&P was up 3. This is NPR News. The Kellogg Company is voluntarily recalling about 28 million boxes of Apple Jacks, Corn Pops, Fruit Loops, and Honey Smacks cereals. It says a waxy smell and flavor coming from the package liners could cause a slight chance of making people sick. Toyota is recalling more cars. This time, the 17,000 new Lexus luxury hybrids are being recalled. The automaker made the decision after government tests showed the vehicle might leak fuel if rear-ended at high speeds. Toyota says its own tests revealed no problem with the Lexus hybrid. The National Endowment for the Arts has awarded lifetime honors to 18 Americans. As NPR's David Gura reports, the awards recognize significant contributions to jazz, opera, and traditional arts.
A few days ago, Jim Chancellor, a fiddler from Dallas, Texas, got a phone call from the NEA. Out of the blue.
I was shocked.
He's better known by his stage name, Texas Shorty. For decades, he competed in longbow fiddling contests in the Lone Star State. Now, he's a National Heritage Fellow.
I just can't hardly believe that I'm in the company of such wonderful artists, but it happened.
That group of Heritage Fellows, opera honorees, and jazz masters includes composer Philip Glass, bluegrass legend Del McCurry, basket weaver Mary Jackson, and 5 members of the Marsalis Jazz Dynasty, including its patriarch, Ellis Marsalis Jr. David Gura, NPR News.
A portion of the moon will cross the Earth's shadow tomorrow. The partial eclipse will begin at 3:17 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. This is NPR News.